dog mauling.
Oh, yes.
We are live. Might be not quite ready, but we got it. We're going live.
We're live. Good to go.
Live in it. Let's see. Hit it on YouTube and everywhere else.
Put it on the militia page, Tom.
I'm doing it right now.
All right. We'll get some viewers in here
to watch this vicious dog attack right now.
Oh, and by the way, this is Dottie, the first dog of Moonshine.
Yep. Hell yeah.
She truly is.
She's awesome.
Yep. Yep. She started out as mine, and when I
Tyler.
Couldn't do it anymore. Pam come and got her. And now I can't pry her away from Pam.
There we go.
Mush.
I'm just glad you don't see the comments. Most of the guys we got on here on Friday nights can't read them. So
really? Hey, Lizzie, how are you?
Oh, Gliz right there. He lives out, what is it, Idaho, Utah, somewhere like that. He's pretty good. He started running around with us.
Glad to have you. Hey, Brant.
You
both of us are doing the same thing.
Oh, well, we just got off the toilet.
Hey, Gordon. That's right.
Gordon the Shiner Man. Okay. So, that flyer watching. Put it up real quick. Let's see if we can start from there. See what we got going on next weekend.
Okay.
What what year is this one in, Pam?
The 14th.
This is the 14th year?
Yeah. It should have been the 15th, but one year I had to cancel it due to something. I don't remember, but Dottie. But it is the 14th.
Okay.
I got to figure it out again.
Did you mess up on the time frame? Was it before or after the 10th anniversary?
You broke up, Tom.
Before or after the 10th anniversary that you messed up on the, you know what I mean? Because I've been coming since the 10th, so I'm trying to fit the 10th anniversary. So I'm trying to figure out how many years I've been coming.
It was before the 10th, I guess.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Because that's just another story in itself.
The
poster looks
great. We'll worry about that later.
Yeah, the poster looks really good.
Shoot, yeah.
Well,
so anybody don't know about this event, y'all living under a rock.
I don't promote it like I should, but this year, I think with the help of everybody, I've done pretty good at it.
Yeah. Me and Phil and everybody else on some of these pages that we've admin or whatever, we've really tried to push it out. That's why we wanted to do this, just to try to give something back to you, because I know you give all year long. So we're trying to do something good for you.
She does.
Yeah. If y'all's watching and you ain't doing nothing this weekend, take your ass to Popcorn Jam.
In Newport, Tennessee. Everybody's welcome.
That's right. Cock County Fairgrounds. Come on down.
It's the 7th and 8th, right?
Yes. Yeah. Next weekend. Next Friday and Saturday. Gates open at 3 o'clock on Friday and
11 on Saturday.
11 on Saturday.
And also,
I wish I could.
Popcorn's product.
Yeah, we'll have the new bottles, the new product there.
But you're going to sell them right there on property?
Yes.
Awesome. Good. I got to get some. Hey, and don't forget what I called you about the last time. You're supposed to be bringing me something, remember?
I know what you're talking about. We'll just have to talk. Can't remember how much.
That's fine.
I will have his memorabilia liquor there, too.
Okay.
In the Mason jars.
I'll text you when we get off all this and remind you. Then I'll text you again Tuesday and remind you. Then Wednesday and remind you. And Thursday and remind you.
Because I called Gordon, or Kevin Gordon, that does.
Yeah.
He called me the other night and a simple question, and I could not for the life of me remember what he asked me. So I texted him back and I said, Gordon, what was it you called me about? I forgot. He said, I just wanted to know when I could set up my booth. I said, oh, okay. And he wanted to know if dogs were allowed. And yes, dogs are allowed at the festival. It, just keep them on a short leash and clean up after them. Hi, Brandon. Right. Looking forward to meeting you.
Oh, Brandon's a good one. Boy, I tell you what.
Be nice to meet him. Yes. And I will be there. I hope it's a little more organized than it was last year. And we're going to blame Angel with that for breaking her hip.
Yeah.
Because I was working the gate and setting up vendors and everything. I don't think I sat down for 2 days.
She didn't. Pam was up at the road tucking up money at one point.
Me and Becca was laughing about it on the phone a little bit ago, and I said, man, I had a pocket full of damn Pam's money in my pocket. I said, she was running around over here, and I was trading money for T-shirts and everything. I was just over at work in her booth and come by, and I'd just stick a big wad of money back in the drawer, and off we'd go again, do something else.
Hey, I tell you what, I appreciate everybody's help last year. Hopefully, I'll be a little more organized this year. So, if not, we'll all just get drunk and have fun.
That's right. Just go wide open again. You'll be all right. What all steel companies are going to be there, Miss Pam? Do you know of any?
I know Kevin Gordon will be there.
Okay.
And I don't know if anybody else. That would be Angel's department. I have no idea. But I know Kevin's going to be there, and he said he would have steels for sale.
Okay.
He always makes one for the auction, the charity auction we have.
Right.
And as far as moonshiners that are going to be there, there's a long list of them.
I don't have them all down.
I know. And everybody wants to be right beside a Pam. And everybody can't. There's only one of her. I can't clone her.
I wish we could. No, I don't.
I wish I could be there, man. I'm salty. I really would love to come.
Well, if you can't make it this year, plan on next year.
Yeah, I think I'm going to make it next year.
And we will have, I'll name off a few, and if I forget anybody and they're watching, I'm sorry. I know Mark Ramsey will be there and his wife Sally. JV, Kelly.
Danielle.
Danielle and Tater and Daniel. And Amanda's supposed to be there. And Brian Battle's going to be there. A lot of the master distillers.
Yeah, Brandon Buffington's going to be there.
Yeah, we saw that.
Okay, and like I said, Angel handles that end of the deal, and I don't know who's who anymore.
I think Bennett's coming. I think.
So.
Yeah, he said he was going to try to come up Saturday. You know.
Josh Owens is going to be there.
Yeah,
Saturday.
Josh is coming.
Yeah, Josh is going to be there. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, Tickle won't be there this
Tickle
year.
Tickle can't come this year. He's got working. Obligations.
And Dennis Bailey from
Memphis Street Outlaws, which now he's Trailer Park Mafia Racing.
He'll be there with his car. And Steve Barker will be there. Banfield.
Sammy Hatcher.
Yeah. Lord, you know him better than I do.
I swear to you, Pam, I'm walking down the road. And I'm remembering where everybody's set up, and I'm trying to. Troy Halsey will be there.
Yes.
I talked to Troy the other day. I don't know about Bill and Rachel. I haven't talked to them this week.
They will be there. I remember seeing their application.
Okay. Well, that's, I mean.
There's so many. I mean.
We don't get to see anything.
I know. I never get to see
anything. We're behind a booth.
I'm usually sitting there meeting, but. I see all the visitors.
That's
my main important thing, the people that want to come and enjoy. Somebody told me, it was Tickle told me one year. He said, you need to quit and go somewhere for a couple of hours and take a break. I said, no. I said, these people are standing in line in this heat waiting to meet me. I'm sitting under a tent with a fan. I said, I can meet every one of them.
That's right.
Unless it's an emergency, a bathroom break, and I only take about 5 or 10 minutes for that, I'm going to be there.
Right.
Meeting everybody.
And people drive for hours and hours and get rooms days before just to spend time in Newport, and it brings commerce to the county, you know, so it's a good thing, you know.
We had TikTokers come in last year to meet us, and they were just supposed to come up and meet us. And one of them ended up behind the booth selling T-shirts.
That was at Hazard Fest.
At Hazard Fest.
Yeah.
We couldn't keep up. We couldn't keep up with it. It was so many, you know, and so many people around the home. I mean, everyone loves this woman, and I see why.
Absolutely.
My sister will be doing the T-shirt booth, and I apologize in advance. She ain't seeing this, or I wouldn't be saying it. She can be hateful and ill sometimes, but that's just her way, so just smile at her and go on.
She's always been super sweet to me, though.
Oh, now, there's been a few that she's not been. There's been a few.
I imagine she pat somebody off. Yeah.
I just try not to cross her.
She don't say nothing unless they piss her off.
I know. Yeah.
But she always does the T-shirt booth for me, so, and I stay away from her. When she's back there, nope, don't go near her.
Oh, Tom, you asked me about the little, you know, little cheap souvenirs if people wanted to buy.
Yeah.
Coon peckers, things like that. Yep, we have plenty of those.
I actually have a guy that's going to set up if he gets everything ready, and he's going to be setting up the coon peckers.
Okay, you know, remember last year when we bought all the stuff? You gonna have all that too, Pam?
The what? I didn't hear it. You broke up on me, Tom.
I'm sorry. I have all the matchbooks and stuff
I've got plenty of those.
I was telling Becca that there's just some people that I know that I'm going to try to get some of that stuff to because they're opening up distilleries and whatnot. And some of the guys are wanting to take those little coasters and put them on their bar and then put the epoxy over top of it, you know, so they stay there all the time. You know what I mean? Yeah, so I'm trying to help you and help people at the same time.
Yes.
You know.
I think I've got that. I'm glad you mentioned coasters. I've got to go out in the little house and see if I can find a box. I know I've got them. I just haven't got them dug out yet.
The ones that Pete Asher would get and steal and bring to my house.
I found a box. I've got the cups with his name.
I found the cups too at my
house. The copper cups. I've got those. And I've got a lot of stuff in mind for next year. And Old Smokies is going to help me out a lot. So hopefully I'll have new stuff and some better stuff. And I'm wanting to make a shot glass and engrave his picture in it.
Right.
We have some samples that people have made me. So Old Smokey told me to get with him after this one so we'd have a year to work on it. So, and I should have some little glasses if they get them to me.
If not, we could always get Tracy at Ace Custom Copper.
Well, I showed you what Tracy did.
It's beautiful.
Is that where it is?
Yep, right there.
Okay. Tracy was kind enough to make this for me. It's got Popcorn's image on one side, and on the other side, of course, it has Popcorn's look at a bird. He made these for me. And, of course, I don't have my glasses on. So, of course, I have to wear Pam's. And he put all the way around it. My God, Pam, yours ain't strong enough for me. Let's see here. Don't mess with my old lady Pam, my model Ford, my liquor business in any damn way, or my damn dogs, because I am Popcorn by God Sutton.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, these are neat.
Yes.
And then I will have his books. It's actually not it. He wrote it, but I had it reprinted, and I added a chapter to it. And it's a hardback now. I'll have them. I'll have a few books that Neil Hutchison wrote. They're in color. They're beautiful. And then I'm going to have posters, different posters. I'm working on one that I'm just going to sign and give to people. I should go pick it up this week. And I'll give you a little hint of what it is. You're in the Northern Lights. They were beautiful here in Parrotsville. And I went up and took pictures off of the highway. And I've got one that was just beautiful. And I'm going to have Popcorn's face put into it like he's looking up into the sky. And I'm just going to sign them and give them to people. So hopefully they'll get them ready this week. They're supposed to.
Heck yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, I'm going to get one Friday morning then.
I'm debating on whether to have 250 made or have 500 made. What do you think?
500.
500. All right.
Yeah, because I guarantee you, I can get rid of them for you. I'll sell them $1 a piece.
Oh, I'm just giving them away.
Oh, I know, but if you get 500 of them made, we'll sell the other 250 at $1.
You're gonna have to get me one, Tom.
I will. I'll get you one.
But and then I've got some others that I'm gonna sell. I've actually got some pictures framed, the 11x17.
Gorgeous. Are they within dragon distance? Are they close to me?
Yeah, right over there.
All right. Be right back. Let me get one.
I've got some in frames and I've got some just rolled up. And I'm trying to think what all I am going to have. Well, I've got my new t-shirt and I don't have one in here to show you. I've done put them in the trailer and got them mocked up. And we're going to have great entertainment. First of all, of course I have to mess up.
Are you going to frame this one, Pam?
I've got one framed. Got some framed, but I don't know where they're at, Becky.
Me neither. So I'm just going to bring the picture if I can do it without falling over.
So while you're showing them that, I'm going to look up
This is one of the framed pictures that she'll have, and I love this picture of popcorn. I love it.
Oh. Yeah, it's a good one.
Yeah,
that is a good one.
Yeah, but my favorite personal picture,
Now this poster messed up.
This one's not framed,
and it's trash. So,
is this? Well, one.
I want one of them.
Oh, I'll have plenty.
Okay,
that's my favorite.
And I'm making these myself. I'm not having these ordered. These I'm making myself.
Okay.
But let's see.
Okay. Y'all don't realize just how much for this Pam does herself in her house here. To get ready. It's just unbelievable what she goes through to get ready for this festival.
Now, this is the guy that's going to be our headliner for Saturday night. I cannot pronounce his name. I'm sorry.
And I need to. He is a blues singer, R&B, rock and roll, gospel. He does a bit of it all. It's Billy Droz
and the Kentucky Blue. And everybody says they're great. I've heard them online, and they are great. So they're going to be our Saturday night headliners.
Now, they were sponsored by
English Mountain Spring Water.
Mm-hmm. Oh, even better.
Yes. And, of course, everybody knows Allie Randolph. She's my baby girl. She's been with me from day one.
Yep.
So Allie will always be there, and I appreciate her. Now, you can go to the Facebook page, and all this will be on there with the times. And this is the Stonewalls. These are some fellows that live in the next county, and they're really good at bluegrass. And they've been with me for several years, and they're just a bunch of great guys.
Didn't they play Friday night last year or something? Wasn't they the late show last Friday night last year?
No, last Friday night was, or Bill last Taylor. Year was Bill Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's amazing. Appalachian Heathens.
Bill won't be there this year because he's got prior engagements.
And so. They have blown up.
Yes.
They are now opening for Tyler Childers. So they've blown up.
And then we'll have Kevin Palmer. Kevin Palmer will be there on Saturday again.
He's a good one.
Yes, he is a good one.
Is a good one. I talked to him a lot too.
I think these guys played last year on Friday, the Rushing Wind. Now, they're really good, and they've been good to me for the last few years. They're from actually down in Rockwood, Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
So they are great guys. And then Friday night, our headliners will be the Dirty South Band.
And they're great. They're amazing.
They are. We got to hear them a few weeks ago, and they are great. So that's them on Friday.
We got lucky getting them.
Yeah. Then Josh Hudson will be playing on Saturday again. He's been with me for several years, and he's coming up really good.
Yeah, he does a fine job.
Mm-hmm. And then on, we got a newcomer on Friday night. He'll be the first one to open up at 4:00, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Tim Buchanan.
Yep, Tim Goodwin. Buchanan.
Tim Buchanan Goodwin. He'll be a solo act, but he's really good. So he's going to help out on Friday night. And then we also will have back our Outlaw Whiskey. They'll be on Friday night, too. That's the night they're going to play. They play at a lot of places around through here, but they're a great band. So we're going to have all kinds of great music. And
That's cool.
We also will be having a beard contest on Friday night. Yep, I'm looking. It is for wreaths across America for veterans.
Oh yeah.
On their graves, and they're going to have. You might can even enter when you get there. You'll talk to Rob Watkins, and then we'll just get up there and we'll have a contest. And I think whoever makes up the most money will be the one that wins. And then on Saturday, our charity auction will be for the Sons of the Confederate. They do a lot of good work around the county, and they're going to be our charity auction this year.
Good so deal.
Everybody brings a lot of money and helps them out.
And guys, I get asked a lot of questions. I keep joking Pam and telling her I'm her secretary. Closest thing she's going to have. And I get asked a lot of times, why can't we do the Miss Jugs contest? It's not us. It's the state of Tennessee. And I've had to answer that more than anything.
Yeah.
You know, it's not that we don't want to do it. My God, I gave all for the college.
Right.
I gave breast. Yeah. So it bothers me really bad that we can't do it.
Because we were giving it to breast cancer awareness.
Yes.
But our governor has said if we do it with children around, we can be shut down. So I'm not going to do anything to get shut down.
Right. Not worth it. It's not worth it.
No. Well, I had somebody ask me, well, can women and children dress up for the beard contest, dress up like men? And I thought, not really. That's pretty much the same thing. It's just the opposite.
You can give up both sides at the same time. You never know.
Yeah.
You know?
So I'm just going to stick with my charity auctions for a while.
Right.
Does anybody watching have any questions about Popcorn Jam?
Yeah. Get on there and ask questions. We'll post them.
One hard rule that we can't do anything about. This is Old Smokey. This is everybody's rule. People who are legally licensed can sail inside. The fairgrounds. They can sell their product. They can sell their merch, but they're going to be watching close for sales that go out of the trunk of cars.
Yeah,
they're going to be watching it close.
Because I've had a problem with that the last few years, and I've even put in my vendor's application. If you get caught, you will pay a $5,000 fine, and you will leave the premises permanently. But it doesn't seem to faze anybody. So
no.
And also, Smokey is furnishing the security this year, and they will be doing. They asked me what to be done. I said, if you see someone illegally selling liquor out of the trunk of their car, don't say nothing. Come get me.
Right.
So I will take care of it. So
she's become quite the little badass here lately.
I'm telling you.
I mean, if it was, I don't personally. I think it's okay, but I cannot afford to be shut down for it.
Right.
So.
Yeah, it's not worth it. It's not, you know.
No.
Ever since they got down out of a church at another festival, and they still wouldn't give it up. Mm-mm. You know, they just, it was at a church parking lot.
Oh,
they
my was God.
Just like, don't sell in the, you know, just don't sell, you know. They still doing it.
No, I would have more respect for people than that.
Well, some people don't.
Pam, she summed it up earlier the best she possibly could. We're here to celebrate Popcorn's life and remember him. And these brawls and backwoods deals and stuff that we're here to have a good time this year.
Right.
We're going to have a blast.
And if there's any altercations, I've done told people, if there's any altercations, you will be asked to leave. But so far, thank goodness, I've never had that problem, except for the illegal.
Right.
Thank you, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Except for the illegal. And, for a while, I let it slide until I found out I can be shut down real quick.
How about it?
They're giving it away out of their trucks. LOL. Okay, Dustin, if it's not on the fairground property, I don't care what they do.
But if they're giving it away, I wouldn't drink it.
If they're giving it away, it has to be outside that gate, and it cannot be brought into the gate. What about out-of-state license? What do you mean? I don't.
What if he's got a distillery or whatever, like in Kentucky? But I guess you would have had to do all that way, right?
Yeah, it should have been done. You have to belong to a gill in Tennessee, pretty much.
before you do it. I mean, just what she had to go through to sell beer is unbelievable.
Oh, yeah.
I said, we're going to have, let me think. Give me a minute. Piney Plats will be there. They will be doing samples and selling their products. Adventure Distilling will be there doing theirs.
Of course, Old Smoky.
Well, yeah, Old Smoky. And Daniel Parton will be there selling hers and doing samples. So we Sugarland, they don't get along. They don't play well with Old Smokies.
I know, but I just didn't know.
They used to come, but once Old Smokies took over the product, Sugarland don't come.
Now, Mark Ramsey is coming.
Yeah, now Mark will be there.
He's coming.
Right.
Mark's always been there, regardless.
Right. But
Adventure will be set up, and they will have their product. So.
Okay.
And Bootleggers, I'm trying to get them. I've got to get their letter sent to them today. I don't know if they're going to be able to make it in time as far as contacting the ABC in Nashville. So, because we had a problem. We had some snares on that, and it took a while to get all that going. And they must have put somebody new in Nashville because they're kind of wanting to give us a headache over that. But I think we've got it all figured out. And then we will have the Hope House. That is a charity in our town that helps people that needs it with food and clothes and stuff. They will be selling mixed drinks out of one of Old Smokey's trailers, and they keep the proceeds for that. They are the only ones that's going to be allowed to sell mixed drinks. The rest of them can do samples or sell their product. They just cannot do mixed drinks.
Okay.
But the Hope House goes for charity.
Yeah,
it
stays in our county. And it helps everybody, our homeless people and families that can't afford to put clothes on their kids and buy food. So that's going to help all them.
Well, good deal. Hope
County is kind of considered a poverty county. So hopefully we'll get that built up, and it won't be for much longer.
Well, it's growing all the time. You know, I mean, it really is.
How many wristbands did we prepare just in case?
I've got 2,000 for Friday night and 3,000 to 4,000, probably even more for Saturday. I hope we use every one of them.
I hope we need more.
I hope you sell out all of them.
When I first started I'll not mention no names, but when we first started this festival, we had 400 people show up that first year. And we done it in a parking lot of a restaurant. But now it's built up. It took me a while to get it built back up. And then now I don't even worry about how many there. I just know I enjoy meeting everybody.
The aerial views from last year were freaking amazing. There wasn't room to move inside of the fairgrounds. It was so crowded with people. It was amazing.
It was a good year last year. I really enjoyed that one.
It was
even before the... I mean, after the wreck.
Angel on that cooler scooter. Oh my gosh.
I picked her up and put her in her car. Lord have mercy. I don't know how I picked her up, but I did it.
They done surgery on her Sunday morning, replaced her hip.
Last year.
Yeah, and her husband stayed there with me. He didn't even go to the hospital with her.
Speaking of that, let me text Richard, see if he's come.
Richard
Somebody Lane. Said, what's the moonshiner lineup? I'm going to text Richard and see if he's coming over there.
He came last year, but he's not let me know anything this year.
He may be. Well, no. I was going to say he'd be in Texas, but unless he's flying back and forth.
Now, Tickle said he had to work, so he must be filming.
No, Tickle, he has to work the restaurant, and his wife has to go out of town.
His wife's working the restaurant.
Oh, his wife's working the restaurant.
Yeah, he said he had to.
Oh,
he said he would be. He had prior engagements, so I'm figuring he might be filming.
Could be.
I just texted him and asked him. We'll find out.
I know JB's coming in.
Yeah, JB will be there.
Yeah, he wouldn't miss it. No, and if JB's coming, you know Big Nick's coming.
Yeah.
them two's like peas in a pod, boy. I tell you what, if you see one, you see the other anymore.
Lord, you'll have to ask Nick about the day he came to my house.
Oh, that's okay. Nice.
That's the fairgrounds.
Yeah, the fairgrounds.
Yeah.
Nick had bought one of my memorabilia bottles, jars.
Right.
And he asked me if he could come on Sunday and pick it up. And I told him, yeah. But I'd forgot. Like, my mind goes, I'd forgot. I told him he could come. So when he pulled up, I told my sister, I said, I don't know who it is. So she went out on him.
Oh, no.
She said, who are you? He said, Pam told me to meet her here. She said, hang on a minute. So she come back in here. She said, somebody named Nick said you told him. I said, God, yeah, it was him. So then I let him and his wife come in. Because I've got my sign up down there. It says you're no longer a trespasser. You're now a target. So
that's right. That's why the UPS, the FedEx man won't come in your damn driveway no more.
Well, they do now after I finally told them that it wasn't meant for them.
But see, now that she's got the dachshund, she needs to put a sign out there, death from the ankles down.
Yeah.
That's right.
Hey, Damon, it'd be nice to meet you, too.
Oh, that's my, hey, that's our buddy Damon. He'll be there Saturday. He'll be right there with me. Damon's excellent. Love him to death. He's really, he just fell in with me and Phil and everybody. He's a good one.
I haven't met a bad one yet.
No.
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 Well, everybody's been really nice.
They have. We've not had, you know, we've had a few snide comments online and a few people say, you know, Popcorn couldn't read or write. And I thought, I've seen the letters he wrote. And
yeah,
you think he can't read and write? He wrote a book. So.
Yeah.
And I've had a few that said, what was it they said? He'd turn over in his grave if he knew he had married such a pretty woman. And I get mad and I go on there and I tell him what I think. And then everybody says, well, you tell them, but I don't care.
I had to learn this from, other way, from that guy right there. I had to learn that from him. You need to learn to post and ghost.
Yes. Post
what you want to and say what they want to quit trying to keep up with it because I get mad and want to fight and cuss on. Like, it ain't worth it. Post and let them
have fuck them people.
Yeah.
Fuck them people.
Yeah. Well,
seriously.
I had one lady that sent me a personal message.
Personal message.
The other day. And told me that I needed to wear my teeth, that I was representing a legend. And I, that made me mad. I told her, I said, lady, you don't know me. I said, you don't know the fact that I can't wear my teeth. I don't have enough gum to hold them in and don't have enough bone for implants. And I said, furthermore, you can kiss my ass until you learn who I am. So, and she took herself off the stage.
Well, such a shame that she had to leave.
Yeah. Never one of those.
Well, I started to tell her, you don't realize I don't wear my bra half the time either, but I forgot that part.
And that's some more of her damn business, ain't it?
Exactly.
What? Never mind.
Who I am, and I'm sorry.
I'm not.
Hey,
well, I'm not either. I'm
don't
not.
Apologize.
No.
Don't ever apologize for being yourself.
Nope.
But like
all these people,
like Tom knows,
putting their ass from a hole in the ground.
If they'd have seen me about 4 years ago, right, Tom? I weighed 350 pounds, and I was practically in a wheelchair. So I don't care what I look like; I can get around good now.
Absolutely. I was underneath a machine at the shop one, I don't know, back last fall, and I was Indian style, okay, bent over almost on my own ankles working on a CNC machine at the shop, metal cutting machine. And my boss come by me, he said, damn, boy, he said, a year ago, you couldn't have done that.
Oh, I know.
I mean, just getting up down like four steps and everything else, it's a world of difference, ain't it?
We were both voluptuous women. Both of us were big women. And both had black hair. Looked enough alike to be sisters. And cancer just took mine off. And Pam had hers off. And now we're just who we are. But
and I quit dyeing my hair. Becky didn't.
You can't change who God made you. So exactly. Fuck anybody else that has a problem with it.
Just rock out.
You does.
She could be a little less greedy with some of those boobs and give me just an A cup.
I just ruined them. I don't like them. They're too heavy and too hot for an old woman.
Ginger's just over here, just laughing, just got a big old smile on her face. Cause yep.
Hey, I'm beyond the age of caring.
Y'all are just lucky one of us ain't farted or burped yet.
Yeah,
I mean, give it time. Oh, and Charlie Fagan will be there. And I guess he's bringing the motorcycle, isn't he?
Is he coming? I thought he was at that rally.
No, the rally's after that.
Oh,
or before it won.
All right.
But Charlie's coming with the motorcycle. Yeah,
with the popcorn motorcycle.
Mm-hmm. He is. Yeah, he's coming. So I'm sorry, your secretary failed in her duties.
Yeah, I know. Tell you,
I'm going to get fired before it's over with. Oh, well.
Let's see here. I'm going back around. Let's see if James Hatfield's going to be there.
Probably not. He don't come to mind. I don't know why, but.
I thought he did. Well,
he did one year. I think the reason he didn't come to mind was I didn't pay him to come. Because I told him, I said, I don't pay people to come to my festival. If you want to come, you can come set up. I don't pay you.
What a lot of people don't realize, and they may think Pam's making this huge killing off this festival, she uses that money for next year's festival. So, you know, this isn't about the money. This is about what we do and remembering popcorn. So, you know, it's about camaraderie, all of us getting together, all of us having a good time, laughing and joking, and, you know.
We do a lot of that.
Yep.
Drinking too.
Look at that baby Chunk. You got Dottie. Look what Phil's got.
Look at Dottie.
This is my dog.
Look at a baby.
This is my dog right here. Look, buddy. Look, he's a puppy. You know, his birthday is the same day as Popcorn's.
October the 5th.
Yes, ma'am. That's when he was born.
He'll be a year old, won't he?
Yep.
Oh, he's beautiful.
Yes, he is.
Yeah.
This is my dog.
Look at the red hair. I love that red hair.
I can't compete. Dottie's pretty cute, but she ain't that cute. She says, what are you talking about? I know, Mama. Oh, she's whispering in my ear now.
Yeah, but you lock Dottie in the back bedroom for a day, and they won't get you for nothing. But, you know, you lock in babies in the bedroom, they get kind of frowned upon, you know.
I didn't get her. She locked Dottie in the bathroom.
Yeah, this dog ain't locked up nowhere. Yeah, she runs this house. She tells Pam when it's time to go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
And Pam takes her. So.
Her bedtime's around 7 or 8 every night.
You see the baby?
He'll growl like a dog, too.
Yeah. I'll be right back. I'm going to get me another drink. I'll be right back.
All
right.
Lucy, the baby. Hmm? Watch her. That's a look and a half, Pam. It's past my bedtime, Mama, and you ain't doing anything about it.
You'll be all right. He ain't going to get back.
Well, now, we don't hear Dottie do that very often.
So this feller said that the man that taught him learned from popcorn, I guess.
Adventure.
Oh, said his daddy learned from popcorn.
Well, I don't know. I'm not going to say he didn't, because popcorn didn't tell me a lot about who he used to work with.
Yep. We hear that a lot at festivals. You know, my granddaddy worked with popcorn. My uncle worked with popcorn. We've got the recipe, and we don't know.
Because you handed them back to me.
But I do know Old Smokey has the true recipe now. It's 100 proof, both jars, the bourbon and the clear.
Yeah, I got me one of each already.
Have you tried it?
I'm not going to open them. Put it on my shelf.
Now, Popcorn said you didn't make liquor for looking at. You make liquor for drinking.
I know, but I'm going to get another one for drinking.
Oh, okay.
I got a jar of Popcorn's original, too. I got from somebody. And I take a little sip every once in a great while. It was full, but now it's missing about that much. Because
how do you like the new design on the jars?
I like them. I think they're cool.
A lot of people don't. They've actually said they didn't like them, but and my words to them are, Popcorn's not here no more. So I approved it because, and I'm not saying it to hurt anybody else's feelings, but to me, Popcorn's moonshine is the champagne of moonshine. So that's why I like the bottles so much.
I think they're gorgeous. They are.
And the bourbon has been aged for 4 years.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah. Yeah. I got one of each, and I got one of the ones, the original, and then I got one from, you know, that Popcorn actually made back in the day. So yeah. I have all four jars.
Now, are you taking your product to the festival? Mm-hmm. Okay, so she will have some extra at the festival.
Of the collectibles. And I will have some of mine, the flavors. I'll have watermelon.
Ain't supposed to tell nobody. That's my job on Friday. Tell nobody.
All right.
I've got to get that run, and then I was going to tell that one about it, you know.
Okay.
Well, anyway, how many jars of your collectible watermelons and stuff like that do you have left available, Pam?
Okay, I have quite a bit of the watermelon. It's okay. The others that I think I found the apple pie.
Okay.
Maybe just one case, and maybe a case of blackberry, and I found one jar of cherry.
Save that cherry for me.
Okay.
I get the cherry.
All right.
Me and Phil's probably going to get a run of each. You know what I'm saying? You know, because that will never be made anymore. You know, like that. It's just like the other one. Yeah.
So, no, David, you can't buy it online yet. The only place you're going to be able to get it is Gatlinburg at the two Old Smoky places, and in Pigeon Forge and in Nashville. But they will have it at my festival next weekend.
And also, Peavine? Is that what it's called? In Nashville?
Peavine and something, liquor store. Yeah. It's the only one that has it, and that's in Nashville.
But now they're fixing to get it out everywhere.
We hope.
Yeah. So that's the goal right here. So everybody in the world can try it. So it's a more reasonable price than the collectible is. But everybody understands why on the collectible, why it's that price. There'll never be another one of those.
Right. Well, I was trying to find. This is what Pam's got. In case y'all have never seen it, that's her flavors.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I have any of the peach. Now, I did find some mixed berry.
Yeah, I know there's a case of mixed berry.
Okay. Anyway, we need to sell that Friday and Saturday for sure.
Okay.
Yep.
But we'll make it happen.
Yep.
All right.
Which one does?
How much are you selling for at the festival?
Popcorn's memorabilia jars.
Okay. The jars that are Popcorn's memorabilia jars will go for $200 each. Pam's will be $100 each.
But as far as the new bottles, I'm not sure what they're going to charge for them. I'll just have to find out and let Tom or somebody know so they'll know.
Okay.
But who am I? But I do know the cost of the collectibles. And the reason that it's up that high is because there's not many left.
Right.
So when they're gone. So, OKC. We had love to see you from OKC.
Where you from, Eric? Maybe you can come on. Thank you, David.
Thank you. We appreciate you.
I'm Tracy.
Hey, Tracy. I wish you could be there, too, but I'd like to be where you're at right now. Thank you for sending me the pictures last night.
Yeah.
He's at the beach.
Well, we're going to. I know everybody thinks I make a lot of money on this stuff because I'll be leaving a week afterward to go on the cruise, but this is taking me on the cruise.
So I'm taking her out the country as quick as I can get her.
And
literally, guys, I got to tell you this. And we're in.
Dustin, I will have some of the flavors. Whatever I've got left, I'll have it at the festival.
We were in Costa Maya. You know, Costa Maya, we hardly ever get off the boat in Costa Maya because, you know, it's just little shops. Silver shop, leather shop. Silver shop, leather shop. Well, we found a little tequila distillery, a little restaurant type thing.
The bar.
In Costa Maya. The man comes running up to Pam. Now, we're in another country, and he comes running up to her wanting to know if he can have her recipe and wanting to pick her brain on making liquor. And I've got pictures of him standing there taking notes in Costa Maya, Mexico, tickled to death. And she's going to go back and see him again weekend after the festival.
Pam, I got a question. You remember these bottles here? You remember those?
I do.
Is that the same liquor that's in the new jars that you have, the memorabilia?
No, actually, the one that's in the new jars is a higher proof.
Okay.
This was for the first distillery. They lowered the proof against my request. But it is Popcorn's recipe. It was just a lower proof. But the new bottles are the 100 proof. That's what Popcorn always made his liquor at.
Are those 88 or 93?
I can't see.
Some are 88 and some are 93.
These are the 88.
Yeah. See, they lowered the proof, and I didn't like that. So, and you're lucky if you got one of them. I don't have any of them left.
Yeah, there's none here that look like that.
Yeah, I'd like to get one of those. That's the one I don't have.
The Outlaw bottles.
The black bottles.
The black. I wanted one of the black bottles.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want one of those too.
I'd
like to get everyone.
Got rid of them for reasons. But
somebody brought her one. Yeah.
We traded. I give him one of the mason jars for the black bottle. So,
Keith, you want to sell one?
Yeah, no kidding. I like to have me one of them black bottles.
Keith's got three of them.
Now, somebody told me they had a whole case. He said he has three.
Three left. Oh, wow. I know, Keith, and that's what we're running into with Popcorn's original run. We're running out. So we had to raise the price on it because when it's gone, it's gone. And if you're lucky enough to be one that has some of it, you're lucky.
And that people think that I'm making all kinds of money, but I just try to survive. If I can make enough to just live on, I'm happy. Because some of my medicines are expensive. Like my sensors are $300 every time I go get them. And then I take a shot that's right. It's somewhere around $2,000 to $3,000 for 3 months supply or 4 months supply. That's why one is open. I drink half.
You drink half.
Good for you, Keith.
I don't blame you. That's what Popcorn would have wanted.
Got it.
But no, Pam's not making a killing, guys. I answer that question quite frequently online. Drink a bottle of that and it makes you a genius.
Yeah.
It makes you a genius for a few hours. But
that's why I'm so smart. Corn liquor.
I wouldn't go that far.
Shut up, Tom.
Well, I, with having cancer and everything else, if I drink too much of it, I'm the queen of the throne for quite a while. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
That was the one thing, Tom. I don't know if they told you or not. They told me after a year I could drink all the alcohol I wanted.
Yeah, but
I couldn't do it.
And you know, you can't drink no cold beer. It's got too much. Anything's got carbonation in it, just tears us up.
I can't drink anything. I've not had a soft drink in nearly 3 years. So.
Yeah, I can't do it. I've reached over and got a little drink, you know, just to get some wet in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, somebody, but I can't drink one. I cannot.
No.
I live off of lemonade, you know, Kool-Aid. That's all I do.
Water and coffee.
Yeah.
That's what I live off of.
you know what sneaks up on you is Old Smokey's Blackberry that they put that Minute Maid in the top of it. I drank so many of them, I think, at last year's festival. By the end of the day, I was walking sideways trying to get back to Pam. Walked back behind her booth, tripped over a fan, fell on the floor. Yeah.
Good year.
I had to be cut off. Man. I got cut off.
Man, I wish I could come. I wish I could come this year.
I wish I could too.
You'd have them all down there.
Oh, yeah.
We have come next year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to come next year.
Yeah, it's always a good one. It's like the kickoff of all the festivals, you know, the whole season for us, you know. Yeah. I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because mine's about the first one of the year, ain't it?
I know the last one in Pickens, we ended up with somebody's children. And I didn't know it was his first steps until she sent me a picture of him walking. And she said, he can't walk. And I said, well, he does now.
He does now?
I've never tried Doc Collier. Don't they have one of them in Gatlinburg?
Is there a Doc Collier in Gatlinburg?
I think so.
I think there was. I think they shut it down.
Oh, okay.
All righty.
Yeah, it wasn't meant to stay in the bottle. That's like I got I don't know, it's been a few years ago. I got a bottle of JB's, you know, and it had been and everything else. I just go drink it. He chewed my hind end up and side down one other, sitting out there at that picnic table behind his house. He's like, damn it, Tom, it's meant to be drank. He said, just drink it and fill it full of apple juice. Nobody ever know the difference. He said, just put water in it or something, set it back on the shelf. But he said, you better drink it. So I've been drinking it.
Oh, COVID killed him. I hate that. COVID did that to a lot of us, honey. Whew. Yeah, COVID was horrible. You know, especially in my profession. You know, I take people gambling for a living. So imagine what it did to me when all the casinos closed down.
Yeah.
I know.
She can't make up her mind who she wants.
It's okay. I got you, girl. Oh, my goodness. All righty. We can't see how many people are in here. We can't see anything. So
there's 28.
Oh, okay.
Well, if there's any story you want her to tell.
Now's the time to ask it. I've been putting that out there on those posts. I was like, y'all need to get in here and ask questions if you want to. Right now, it's time to ask.
Yep, that would be the time, because it's hard when Pam's got people lined up and people want to ask her questions about their great-great-granddaddy. And, they, you know, Pam takes time with everybody. She does. But when that line is so Pam, long.
Yeah.
You going to run any liquor in the future?
I've done it in the past.
I know you have. So you got anything in mind?
I won't. You going to start? Just depends if it, I don't know. It just depends on how busy I am.
Yeah.
I done it because I wanted to prove that a 64-year-old woman could set up a pot and make a run of liquor by herself.
And hell yeah.
Then the second time I taught this and how to do it.
Mm-hmm. And she yelled at me and I scorched the last jar.
Yeah, she did. She scorched the last run.
I did. Oh. Watermelon seeds.
Some of them is good, but the last few jars will have to wait. They smell.
Smell bad.
Hey, it happens at least once to everybody.
Now, the first thing I ever made by myself was pawpaw. And that turned out to be great. It was like a mix between a banana and a mango. And that's what it tasted like.
Sold all those. They went quick.
I've got two different kinds of pawpaw liquor out there. I've got one from I think the Hatfields, something like that. And then one from, I can't remember who made the other one, but they're both good.
Mm-hmm.
It's a unique flavor. It's a really good, makes good liquor.
And it's so seasonal. There's only a certain time of year that you can do it.
Hello, Jim.
Hi, Jim. Hope to see you at the festival, Jim. He's close enough he could come.
Yep.
Absolutely. Sevierville just right around the corner.
Yep. I worked in Sevierville for 6 years. I drove from Parrotsville to Pigeon Forge every day for 6 years. I worked at Little Dolly's Dresses.
Right there in the Red Building.
Yep, the Red Roof Mall.
I just get yep. Those machines.
Yes, Eric, when I met Popcorn, he had been making liquor all of his life. I think I was, how old was I when I met Popcorn?
40.
I was 48 when we got married, and he was 12 years older than me.
He was 60.
Yeah. So,
crab apples in moonshine. I wonder how that'd be sour.
I don't know. It might work. I don't know if we're getting crab apples. I know they're around.
Well, they grow wild.
Yeah. Some people.
Personally never used them. I never use crab apples.
Really? We might have to try that. If we can find some.
Yeah.
It don't hurt to try.
I wonder how much sugar's in them. You'd probably have to add quite a bit of sugar.
Probably so, because they are tart and, you know, I've always heard that they was like poisonous or something to eat them, you know.
I don't know.
Oh, they give you diarrhea. Trust me.
Oh, okay.
I was young and daddy, and there was an apple tree, and he said, don't eat them crab apples, and I was already into about the fifth one. So, yeah.
I understand.
So the worst you can do is give diarrhea, so I'll let you try it first.
Well, I keep that anyway. Who's the hottie in the pink? Dottie in here in pink.
They're talking about you. Actually, this shirt was red. I don't know why it looks
this
pink.
This is Rebecca Garrison. She is my friend.
I am Poncho to my left.
I'm Lefty.
And I've actually been asked that. Would we put out a product called Poncho and Lefty? But
me and Becky met a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And we've been like sisters ever since.
We haven't missed a day of talking since we met.
Yeah.
Over 1,000 days. I done heard the stories.
We haven't missed a day of talking. Every single day. We're our first good mornings and we're our good nights at night. And if you don't have a friend like that, I feel sorry for you. You can't have my best friend. But
real like how much junk I got behind me.
Lord have mercy, Pam said. But she, crab apple butter and crab apple jelly is awesome.
Well, if you can make butter and jelly out of it,
then you can make liquor.
Yeah, I should be able to make liquor out of it.
Oh, yeah.
If I can find some crab apples, we might try that this year.
Y'all know what I do? I get fresh corn from the farmer, and I cut all the corn off, and I make fresh corn liquor out of it. But I keep the cobs. And I'll make corn cob jelly, and it is freaking good.
You're going to have to send me the recipe for corn cob jelly. I've heard about that all years, but I've never made it.
It's some this year, Pam. I'll trade you a jar of corn cob jelly for that crabberry whatever stuff that you make.
The Christmas jelly?
Yeah.
We're having some of that. Let's see. Does anyone know how Digger is doing? Okay, I seen Digger not too long ago and talked to him. He's doing okay. Digger does have leukemia, but Digger don't have the bad kind of leukemia.
What he told me is something else would kill him way before.
Yeah,
the
doctor told him something else would kill him before this leukemia did. But Digger's also a diabetic, so he has, you know, when he's out in the heat too long, he'll get sick, but he's doing good. I seen him at a restaurant in town one day, and we talked.
He's lost a lot of weight, though, you know?
Yeah, he actually needed to, really.
Right. So. But I'm just saying that from the last time I've got to see him, it's been a while since I've seen him. He's lost a lot of weight, though.
Yeah.
He looks good, though.
Do you realize I fell down steps yesterday? Oh, I forgot about that. I'm sorry. The things you see, don't see off camera.
Yeah, that's good to hear. Isn't he up, Muller? Up. I heard who that was.
Okay, I'm back.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to hear.
Dottie.
She's went to bed.
Probably. She didn't get in bed. She's laying in the floor.
Anyway. I was introduced to Pam several years ago. And we've been friends ever since. That's all I need to know. That's not all I'm going to ask right now, but
Oh, that's well, Kim Buchanan.
I was just trying to remember. Well, I don't think I've not seen y'all together. It's been longer than 3 years, ain't it?
What, me and Becky, we met in September.
It'll be
2 years. It's September.
20. Was it 21 or 22?
22.
I just had breast cancer surgery. I hadn't completely recovered from it yet.
We done the hazard fest in Greenville in 22. That's where we met. And then we done the hazard fest last year at the fairgrounds. That would have been 1 year. And this September will be 2 years.
Okay, you just don't know that I was at the popcorn jam.
Last year?
No.
No.
In earlier what, than that.
She's been. Yeah, because I've known Becky for 3 years probably now. We've
known each other. It'd be 3 years in September.
You don't know.
There
they are. Oh, okay.
Well, anyway, Jim, I'm from over in Maryville, and yes, I will be at the festival.
All right.
I won't miss it. I refuse to.
I tease Pam. This is not what's going to happen, but I told her, I said, with everybody wanting around you, put yourself in the center and just put them around you like a wagon train.
I went to the festival, you remember, and it was in June, and I had my surgery in July. Remember, we had talked about it that year.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, And I'd been before that. So, I mean, I won't miss it. Hell, I was going into surgery 2 weeks after this, and I'm still going to go. I don't care. I'm going.
Yeah, hey, I don't blame you. Just don't get too hot. I don't want nobody getting too hot.
Well, the way this summer's going, we'll be freezing to death.
Nah.
You know why? You know we got all that bad weather? It's because I put my pool up. As soon as I put my pool up, the weather goes down. It's ridiculous.
I do have a picture of this year's shirt. I don't know if you can see it, but they're silver shirts. And I don't know if I'm making a mess out of it or not.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
That looks good right there. That's what
they look like. They're silver shirts, and they've got that on it. And they're not the thick, heavy ones like these used to be. These wore out. They're really thin, so they'll be cool to wear.
You got last year's shirts we can get rid of?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I got some
all sizes pretty much.
Okay.
All the way up to 4X, Pam.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hate how much are your shirt?
Do what?
What size do you need, Phil?
Oh, they don't have one fit my fat ass.
Oh, where you wear
I wear a 5XLT. It's got to be LT or else.
I actually have some of the black ones, but they're long sleeved, and they are 5Xs.
I might get one of them. How much are you selling the shirts for?
I will send you one.
Yeah, well, I'll take care of it, Phil. Well, I'll make sure everything is taken care of.
The new shirts this year are $30 for this year's shirt. Then Tom using dollar.
No, is it bad again?
Oh no, it was, but it ain't now. Okay, this year's shirts will be $30. Last year's shirts, my sister takes care of all that, but I'm not going to tell you a price because I don't know what she's got wrote down, but they're not going to be $30. They'll be cheaper. And we got some we're going to go down. We got some we're going to sell for $5 a piece. Some gray ones, and they're long sleeve. They don't have his picture on it, but they got a jar and they got his name across the back. And I've got a blue million of them things.
I've got one of the old ones that had the green ones. Remember the older green ones that just had him on the front?
I didn't have any green ones. They were white.
No, I got a green. Isn't it green? Where's that? By God, I'll show it to you. That's how long I've been coming around.
I know at my house there's pink and blue.
Yeah, but they don't have his picture on them.
No, okay. I don't think so.
He's talking about one with the picture.
Right.
I never had a green one.
Ginger went to dig it out of the closet, so I'm pretty sure I got it from you. I went up nowhere else.
I can't remember if I've done. I don't remember doing any green ones.
Well, thank you, Gary.
Buy a shirt.
We'll flat sell you one.
And you should sell them online.
That, I plan on it later. I tried that last year or the year before last that I tried to sell t-shirts online before the festival and sold out and had to order more, which was good. That was good. But a lot of them, I had to wait for checks to come in. I didn't have PayPal or anything. But now I can.
That's black, Tom.
It's up. It's his memorial shirt.
But it go down. No, down. I want to see the top of it. That if it's green, that's not one that I made.
That's not Pam's.
I don't know where I got it from then.
I had black ones and I had white ones.
Tan ones
and gray ones, and that's about it. Well, I mean, my picture.
Well, I don't know where in the world I'd have got it if I didn't get it from you.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Just bring it with you.
He says he has the same shirt.
That might be one of them that they made me. Oh, yes. I do remember. I'm sorry. Okay. That was ones I didn't like.
You got ones you don't like, Tom.
I'm used to that. I mean, nobody liking anything I got anyway.
It was not what I wanted, but I remember now. I know who made it.
I mean, I wasn't trying to call you a liar, but I was like, I wouldn't have gotten from anywhere else but you.
Disney, I do not have any pink ones with his picture on it. I don't. I'm sorry. And what was the little fellow that wanted me to personal message him? He wanted to order one.
He wanted to order one.
There he is. Gary. Okay.
Whitehead.
Gary Whitehead. He's a good dude. That's my buddy.
He's wanting to order one. Okay.
Gary sent Pam a message on Facebook on Pam Sutton's page, not on the Popcorn Sutton Jam page. It'll get lost in all the shuffle. Send Pam Sutton a message, and contact each other. If you can't come to the festival, it ain't mine.
It ain't yours either.
Well, I don't know what. Maybe Dottie's got her own phone now.
Somebody's got one over there.
It wouldn't surprise me if you don't have the dog a phone.
I think it's one off.
Okay.
But yeah, you can DM her your information,
or just send me your phone number and I'll call.
And she'll call you. Yeah.
And I can take a credit card over the phone.
Yes, send you a friend request.
Hang on.
She's going on it now. We're checking messages now.
I just accepted you, Gary.
Alrighty. But we need to know what kind of shirt you want.
He's wanting one this year's, I think. It's black.
Of the jams?
Yeah. I think that's what he was wanting.
Okay. Yeah, they're pretty.
Yeah, see what all you got in 5X and let me know, and okay. I'll take one of each if you got them.
My size has changed so drastically between Old Smokey and Pam. They're keeping me in clothes because I'm now in a small, extra small. just cancer.
Yeah. That sucks.
I hate you had to go through that. It's all right. It's good. As long as I can tan this shit up and get my hair done and get my nails done, I'm doing good.
Get that hair and nails did.
Hey, I'm
in good. Your nails did, girl.
The only thing different to be about me is I will do my damnedest to have my bra on.
I'm going to take her to the nudist beach again while we're out of the
country. That didn't bother me as bad as she probably did. I stood there and talked to some man.
She did. He had his hands on his hips, had that pop belly, and no acetol. It looked like he took that pill, no acetol, because he had no acetol. Had a pop belly and didn't have much bits and pieces, and he was standing there like a proud peacock talking to Pam without a stitch of clothes on. That's more tacos than I've ever seen in my life. Cheese doodles and sausages and you name it.
Mm.
I've got a picture of Pam in the back of the cab looking at me as we're fixing to leave the nudist beach.
I accepted your friend request.
But I can't take her anywhere. I get her on ships and people come up to her from all over the country. Are you Pam Sutton? And I end up taking pictures. Norway. We had people on the cruise ship from Norway that knew her. So it's just unbelievable.
I just smile and go on.
After you take pictures. And
well, I don't care to do that.
Yeah, they've tracked us down on the boat. I've got 2 times last year's shirt with jar of popcorn's name on the back. Oh, yeah. The shirt with his liquor bottle. That's the gray one, isn't it?
Yeah.
The gray one has a liquor bottle on the back.
Yeah. I think when frog turned it up.
That's it, Gordon. That was it. Like that frog from, and if you're over 50, you know, Figaro, the
Warner. Yeah, Brothers. Yeah. The cartoon frog.
Yeah, the singing frog. That's exactly what everybody on that beach looked like. And they all stood up and did the same pose at the same time.
But the funny
yeah, thing, I ain't going.
When we got back,
I ain't getting naked at a beach.
No.
Let's not shit face drunk.
And we went to dinner that night. That couple sat beside of us.
Yeah. It's bad. You know, it's bad to see all these men naked on the beach. But when the women stand up and they're naked too, and the wind blows and all you hear is, you know.
Oh, shit.
Okay. I told you, y'all wanted this in here. You never know.
Oh, no. Well, trust me. Hey. Okay. Pam, if y'all want to have a good time, I know you ain't got the time, but when you get a minute, you need to get on the Friday Night Lives that we have. Because it's hard to tell what will get talked about. And y'all ain't even got to get on it. Y'all just can sit back and listen. Just put it up on the back of the couch or something. Just listen, because it goes downhill. The more we drink, the faster it goes away, you know.
We ain't even drinking.
Yeah.
Well, sometimes we start off prostitutes and pizza, and, you know, you never know. I mean, you know, it's you never know what we'll talk about. I'm just letting you know. You know,
vacuum cleaners. You never know what's going to happen on our podcast.
We call it the shit show for a reason. I promise.
Well, she ain't pimped me out yet, so we're doing good.
Hey, that part of my life's over. Forget that. Somebody else said they sent me a friend request, and I can't find it.
No, now when we walk into the vet's office, everybody thinks we're a couple. Because we say we co-parent Dottie. And it's bad enough when we go to doctor's appointments with each other and hold hands. Yeah, yeah. I don't care.
I don't either.
I don't care.
Hey, Pam.
Yes.
Do you know a guy named Don Smith from South Mountain Distilling?
Yes.
I met him on an airplane a couple months ago. He said he knew a bunch of you guys.
Yes, I know Don because they're the ones that has JB and Nick. Yeah, and they usually sit up out there, and they probably will this year since they're getting to do the samples again. Yes, Disney, I do know Don.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find it, Disney, where you sent me that friend request. I'll get it.
Is it this guy? No, that's him still yet. No, you got him already.
It's a girl. Brandy is her name.
And he already sent what he wanted.
Large, just the newer one. LOL. Okay, I
got you.
Is that Gary? Oh no,
that was Gary.
I can take PayPal or I can do debit card. Okay, yeah, Disney. Send me a friend request so I'll know. I mean, not a friend request, but a message.
She gets so many messages that roll through.
Disney said, yeah, he told me some stories about JB.
Yeah, I went to school with JB, actually. Well, thank you, Disney. I did. I went to school with JB. JB's just like 7 years older than me. He's not that much older than me.
No, threw a rock real hard and hit the top of his house.
Yeah, I can about see the top of it when I stand on my back porch.
That's right.
Well, when I drive home tonight, I'll have to stop so the turkeys can go across the road in front of JB's.
Yep. Okay, Gary. He's writing me another message. All right.
All right. Do we have any questions?
Y'all got any more questions?
I've been putting it out there for everybody to ask questions. Right now it's time. Y'all got everything primed up and talking, so ain't nobody asked nothing.
Well, I think this went well. Y'all need to get to the popcorn jam. And if you can't make it this year, I'm going to try my best to get there next year. And we'll hang out and have a good time.
Definitely.
This thing's just going to keep on growing and growing. With Old Smokey doing more next year than they're even doing this year, it's just going to keep on growing and growing.
Pam, you might be selling a t-shirt or something. Looks like the South Wales.
I'm reading that from Dildo. Did I just say that out loud?
I don't know how much shipping is, Bill, but I will find out. Just send me a message on my Facebook page, and that way I'll have it. And then I'll go to the post office tomorrow and find out how much shipping will be to South Wales.
That would be pretty cool right there.
Yep. Thank you, Disney.
Like I said, we've had people from all over the world come up to her and recognize her.
I've sent packages to UK before for Charlie's friends and to Canada.
Well, I'm sure you could get it done.
Oh, I can get it done. He just wanted to know how much the shipping would be.
Right.
So I'll just have to go to the post
office. It gets to be pretty expensive shipping over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sometimes it costs more to ship than it does to pay for the actual product.
Yep.
Yeah, we found that out just going to Canada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sent some stuff to Canada.
I think it's cheaper to send it across to Europe or somewhere as it is to go to Canada anymore.
Yeah.
I plan on taking her to Europe next year. We're doing the Caribbean in June, and we're doing Alaska in September.
Nice.
But September's going to be a family affair. The whole family.
Just children, not grandchildren.
Children, not grandchildren.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it's still a big family.
Yeah.
We'll all be together going. Yeah. So, I don't reckon we'll throw anybody overboard.
And Dildo says that he would buy your friend as well.
Oh, he can have her for free.
I knew it.
No, he just has to give her back.
I don't know what. Hey, I'd ship her out, no receipt, no return. I'm just letting you know. You know what I'm saying?
I'm wondering if I just got pimped out.
This ain't like y'all load up in this shit. You know, hell no. You know, you want, it's a one way ticket.
I'm not gonna.
Earlier, you said.
Well, no,
you said it ain't happened yet. It just happened.
Yeah, she just pimped your ass.
Is he the one from South Wales?
I don't know, Pam. You tell me.
Okay. You'll take my friend. How about giving me a trip to South Wales, and then I'll bring her with me.
There you go.
So
it's a win-win.
I don't drink anymore, but I would.
We travel together.
They will be doing samples of popcorn. As far as I know, they'll be doing samples of popcorn at the festival too.
Yep. We're in the Caribbean. We're doing Honduras, Costa Maya, Cozumel. An island in the Bahamas, just the normal places that we usually go. Some of Dennis Bailey's family's going with us. So we always have a really good time.
You're done for it. Becky, you might as well go. You're leaving here. Absolutely. You're going to Wales, and then all of a sudden, you too, Pam. So he just kind of got pimped in as a kicker there at the end.
But she pimped me out to somebody named Dildo. So I'm quite concerned.
Well, least you'll know he'll be consistent.
Oh, shit.
Mr. Doe, we only take cash. Don't you dare pull out your card reader, Pam.
I'm fixing to.
If we do that, you're selling me by the pound.
No, you won't weigh that much.
Oh, shit. for next year.
I'm going to look into the Tennessee permit for next year. I think my oatmeal cookie moonshine would do well.
Oatmeal cookie moonshine.
Check it out.
Huh.
It's good. It's good.
He said he was there.
I actually met Don Smith on a flight back from the Bahamas. He said he was there willing and dealing his moonshine. Yes, he was.
And yes, you will sign your shirt, Gary.
Yes, I will.
Dale says the plane's on the way. I'm telling you, y'all better get.
If he's got a plane, I'll just move over there.
I just may kill you one of these days. You know that? I just may kill you.
Skip to Indiana. I love her.
Okay. I
love
her.
Mike's a good dude.
Yeah, you can. She can ship to Indiana.
Yep, I can.
Yeah.
I don't think he wants a t-shirt shipped. He says, I love her. So I think he's wanting another. I want to think he wants another Becca package.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm the driver of fire.
I mean, dang.
I want to get a leopard print suit for you.
I mean, for 10%, I'll just help ship around. Hell, drive, whatever. I mean,
pimping ain't easy there, Cheesy. Let me tell you.
It can't be that hard.
You can't be that hard. Listen to her.
You do all the work, I get the money. If I knew what I know now, I would have been a whore when I was growing up. I wouldn't give nothing away for free.
Well, Pam, I got three girls, and I told them, I said, and this is the truth. I said, do what you want to do after high school. I said, because I said, there's no such thing as a whore after high school. Mm-mm. There ain't nobody to prove it but you and somebody else, and it's your word against theirs.
Exactly. And if
you know what I mean?
I know now, I would have been rich today.
Yes. You're sitting on a gold mine. You might as well get some money out of it. I'm just letting you know.
Just too old now.
I've always heard a virgin in Tennessee was an ugly third grader, but.
Thank God almighty.
We're going to end this live stream right now.
We've heard a lot worse.
Plus 72 hours. We'll see you next time.
Okay.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Pimping ain't easy. I can't believe you're going to pimp me out to some man you don't know whose name is Dildo. I cannot believe that.
Well, he ain't sent me no message.
She's waiting for a response.
Oh, that's Brandon.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It's gonna be we're gonna fuck around. It's gonna be an auction here in a minute.
Hey, we should have just took her to Jerry Benson's. He had an auction or something going on today. We could just put her on the shelf. It was a live auction. Hell, we could have went around the world with her. Just see, it'd been awesome.
Yeah, turn a minute, make me turn around. Now she's missing boobs, but she makes up for it on the back end.
Oh, okay.
No, I ain't got no
back end. I'm talking about my rear end.
Oh.
At least I do have a rear end.
I don't. When I lost all my weight, I figured I'd have the biggest rear end in Cock County, but I don't have one. I lost it all back there.
The funniest thing was my 16-month-old grandson, Ginger, was over, changed him, and she stood him up in the chair, and everything. And I looked at Ginger. I said, you know what? Me and him got the same butt. After I lost all my weight, we got the old wrinkly butt. Right there, it looks just like a 16-month-old baby's ass.
Oh my God. Oh my goodness gracious. Now I don't act like this at the festival. I don't.
She's worse.
I'm worse.
Yeah. She starts drinking, she gets worse.
Yep. Have you ever seen me dog drunk, intoxicated?
No, but you fell out there like
shit. Well, I tripped over a cord.
That's everybody.
I fell in New Orleans too, so.
Oh, wait a minute. Hey, Keith Thomas has got this opening bid at $500 for Becca, so I'm just letting you know. Here we go.
I'm sorry, Keith. I can't sell her, not right now.
Hey, maybe after next weekend.
Yeah, we got this festival going on. We can't do that right now.
Yeah, we need all hands on deck next weekend. But after that, she's up. She's up on the chopping block, boys.
Oh, that's all right. We ain't going to be able to be Kyle Poncho and Lefty after she gets back from the Caribbean. She'll be as dark as I am.
See, I tell everybody that Becky shoved me down.
She does. She tells them I pushed her down. She blacked her eye, broke her arm. Now, this is down Main Street in New Orleans.
In February.
And we're running to a restaurant. And I'm in the lead trying to get there as quick as I can because we're dressed for a cruise. We're not dressed for winter. And I'm trying to get her down there. And all I heard was whack. And I didn't even want to look back because I thought she'd been hit by a car.
Face first on the sidewalk. And I bounced
She
twice.
Face planted. Face. If I would have had time to get it, you know, once I realized she wasn't dead, if I'd have had time to snap a picture, because the night before, Miss Margarita Queen here had been sitting at the bar, flipping everybody off at the bar.
But with weight loss, you know it don't take but one or two to get you drunk.
You always know when Pam says that she's had too much to drink. That it's time to cut her off.
But no, I went on my cruise too before I went to the doctor with my arm. I went on an 8-day cruise with a broken arm.
She did.
When I come back to Newport, I went to Knoxville to the doctor, went to UT the next Tuesday on Valentine's Day. And the doctor said, it looks like your arm's broke. I said, I don't know. She said, let me x-ray it. Well, when she x-rayed it, she called me back at night and she said, it is broke. You're going to have to go to a specialist. So she sent me to a specialist and he said, good news and bad news. I said, okay. He said, the bad news is it's broke. The good news is the bone went right back where it should, and it's done started healing. Don't have to put a cast on it, and don't have to put new surgery. Just physical therapy for 6 weeks. So it works.
We got her in a sling in Cozumel.
I just got a scar.
Before the sling in Cozumel, she was wrapping her arm through her purse and holding it up. So she made do.
I did.
It didn't stop her from doing anything.
Nope.
But
they won't let me wear them shoes no more. My shoes was too big. I tripped over a curb.
Knocked her out of her shoes. Her shoes were in the street. Her glasses were in the street. I thought she'd been hit by a car.
I hit hard.
Yeah, she did. She sure did.
My nose, I thought I broke my nose is what I actually thought I had broke. I didn't know I broke my arm. It's my nose I thought was broke.
But she's proceeded to tell everybody since then that I shoved her down.
Yeah, that's what I tell them.
And caused it. Yeah. Maybe it's because you tried to pimp me out there, too.
No, I didn't. On that ship, it wasn't nobody.
We didn't have any takers.
No, didn't have any takers on that ship. Now, there's what I used to look like. And, Tom, you know the feeling.
Oh, yeah.
I was 350 pounds. And now I'm hanging on to 200. A little bit below one day, a little bit above the next. So, I'm just back and forth.
I was 276 pounds at 5'2". Yes. And in 2019, my daddy died, my husband died. And then in 2020, we found that I had stage 4 breast cancer, this is my fifth go around with cancer. It's not my first time. First time was in my 20s. I had a total abdominal hysterectomy, couldn't have kids. And it's come back in my colon, in my intestines. They took my gallbladder, my breast, and then now it's a chest wall sarcoma. Is what they call it now. So we just keep fighting. And that's all we can do is just keep fighting. So on days I don't feel like taking one step, I say, by God, Becky, you're going to take three. And that's the way it goes. And I keep going. So she knows when she calls and says, are you all right? It's like she knows. She's got ESPN or something. And she'll call me and she'll say, are you all right? And I always give her the same answer. I'm fine. No, you're not. She knows. It's like she knows. It's from Dildo.
I do.
Yeah.
Love you all, guys. South Wales. Don't. My pilot is on the way. South Wales. Tom Crum, you're fantastic. Hope to join you guys on other podcasts. God bless you all. And my mentor, Phil Bill. Billy, too. Take care, guys. You too, Billy.
Dildo.
Hey,
that's
dude.
Awesome.
Hey, CB.
CB Lime.
Yep, CB Lime.
Girl, you were a mess.
My prayer list.
I'll be adding you to my prayer list, honey. We need it.
Before cancer, I've been on people's prayer list for years.
And we do need prayer, so we accept it all.
Yeah. Seems like when I go to church, everybody goes to the altar for some reason. Can't figure out why.
Me and the Lord's been having a long talk the last 2 weeks. He's not going to let it rain on my festival.
Yeah, hey, Pam, I was going back through looking at mine.
Oh, okay. Oh, you're with Kelly there.
Yeah.
I remember that.
I do too. And then to go from that to where I am now, it's just a world of difference.
Hey, I'm proud of both of us.
Absolutely.
That was when I first had mine done, that first month, I didn't lose nothing.
Right.
And they kept saying, it's okay, it's okay. This is what happens. And then after that first month, it started coming off. And I think within a year, I lost 180 pounds. So,
but does your stomach get upset real easy, Tom?
Oh, all right.
Oh, wow.
I'm sure.
I got smaller after that.
Mm-hmm. Does it bother you if you eat things you're not supposed to eat?
All the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys all had weight loss surgery?
I didn't. I just had cancer and death surround me. But
damn.
But
I want to have it.
I highly recommend it for anyone that's got health problems. I had the bypass. I don't know what Tom had.
I had the sleeve done.
Well, they asked me when I went which one I wanted, and I asked them what the difference was. And the bypass was they leave you 2 inches of stomach in there, the size of an egg, but they leave the rest of your stomach too. So if any complications, they can reverse it. That's why I had the bypass. They did the sleeve, they cut it out and throw it away.
Yep, that's what they did for me.
Yep.
Phil Billy, I believe he had a question. Somebody had a question for you, I believe.
Yeah. I don't even know how to pronounce that, bud.
I don't know what that is.
It's an azeotrope. I've heard of that. I just don't know what it is.
I have a feeling one of us can Google it real quick.
He's doing it.
Yeah, he's already on it.
A mixture of two liquids which has a constant boiling point and composition throughout distillation.
Oh, okay.
That's what it is.
That's one thing I have a question about. You know, I'm on this page with all these distillers that come in and ask questions about enzymes and all this crap and, you know, different pH levels and
great.
Some people get so into all that. Thank you, Gary. I appreciate that. We just make. We don't pretty much do a lot of that crap. So
I just get out there and mix up my mash and let it work off. And then I taste of it. If it tastes good and bitter, it's ready to run.
If it's bitter, JB, it'll make that damn liquor. If it's bitter, JB, it'll make good liquor.
Yep. If it's bitter, it does.
You made me stick my finger down in there and try it too.
I like the still beer. Popcorn used to go get me a gallon every time he'd make a run and bring it in the refrigerator. It's nasty looking, but it's so good. It's just the mash off of the mash. It's good though.
It'll clean your ports out.
Yep.
I can see that.
Yeah. If you drink enough of it, gone.
He just moved over to the other side.
Yeah. If you drink enough of it, you can shit through a screen door.
Exactly. So, I know that feeling.
So what?
Bucksnort, Tennessee.
So what I'm guessing that he's asking is there's in your mash, you have water and you have alcohol, but you also have different types of alcohol. There's the heads are going to come off between a certain temperature. Like they will leave first because
the first thing it comes out.
And the reason being is they'll leave at a lower temperature than the rest of your alcohol will. And I'm guessing that's what he's asking. I don't know. But.
And then you keep going till you get down to what they call the hearts. Yeah. And the hearts is the ones you don't have to mix anything with to temper it. It'd be like 100 proof. But then popcorn would always go down and get all the tails he could get, so mm-hmm. he could mix the tails with the high proof to make it 100 proof. And that's one of the reasons he numbered his jars. So he'd know which one was the highest proof and which one was the lowest proof. The lowest number was the high proof. The highest number was the low proof. So he would mix them together until he got 100 proof.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I have mine down the way I do it. My cuts is about the same. I do it the same just about every run. And mm-hmm. almost everything I run, I know, because I've ran so much. I've done it so many times that I know that I'm going to take, you know, with certain stills. But like if I'm running a 20-gallon still, I know I'm throwing off the first half gallon regardless. Yeah. Even if I taste hearts in that, I'm throwing it out. I don't care. Yeah, that's just me. And then once my hearts start, I know I'm getting at least 2 gallons off a 20-gallon run.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll get 3 if I'm lucky, depending on what the mash is.
Now, Popcorn's pots, the last ones he used were 2,500 gallons. That's how much they held. And he had 3 of them. So he would get 100 gallon off of each run just about. And he would throw the first gallon or a little more away. So, and then that's why he would number them, because he had so many. And then he'd just mix them all up. Yes, Miss Kay, I am Popcorn's wife.
And that didn't mean,
yeah, by God, Popcorn Sutton's
wife. By God, Popcorn Sutton's wife.
And there was another message before hers, and I didn't get it. So.
It was about adding bread yeast and stuff.
Oh, okay. Now, I do. I use bread yeast on mine. That's what
you know, and, you know, Fleshman's, you know, bread yeast, yeah, you know. That's
what I use.
And I didn't know this until probably 6 months ago. Alan Bishop, I don't know if y'all know who that is or not, but Alan, I mean, he's.
Alan Bishop. Yeah, I know, yeah, Alan.
He's like the guru, you know what I mean? He's the go-to. Mm-hmm. He said that the Fleshman brothers was making bread yeast and stuff like that. I mean, making distiller's yeast before it was bread yeast. And then when the Depression hit, they turned it over to bread yeast. Mm-hmm. But it was actually a distiller's yeast in the beginning.
I go to Sam's and get the great big old packs, like 1-pound packs.
Yep.
That's what I get.
That's right.
Yep. They usually got... if you all got a Rural King, they usually got the big packs of bread yeast for super cheap there.
Oh, do they? I've got one in the county over. I'll have to check it out when I go over there.
It's like a few bucks, and you get a big old pound of it. I buy like 5 or 6 of them.
Yeah, it's like less than $8 for a pound or something. Yeah. Or
let me ask you something. Can you put that in the freezer?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I wasn't sure. Well, I would put their yeast in a fridge because the freezer will kill some of it, but a fridge will just put it all to sleep.
It'll dorm it. Okay.
Yeah. So I have a yeast fridge that I keep all my yeast in. It's a little fridge in the bar.
Yeah.
I would keep it refrigerated before. I mean, you can freeze it, but it's better off in the refrigerator and like a Ziploc bag.
Well, see, we never kept it long enough to know whether or not to freeze it. All right. Thanks, Fred Flintstone.
I'm curious to know how many people in here wondered whether she actually knew how to make moonshine or not. Just curious. If they sat back and watched.
Pam's going to be running.
Yeah, in the
beginning. I didn't know. Actually, he put me to work. I'd climb up on them big 2,500-gallon pots and stir them. He had a catwalk around one of them.
Don't bite yourself. Look.
Tree guys starting on the tree tomorrow.
All right.
Well, y'all, my internet's starting to act all funky. I think we had a good show. I'd like to have you guys back on sometime in all the future.
Let me get through this festival.
Apparently, I'm going to spend my summer being a pimp over in Wales. Pimp's product, I guess.
Oh, let me know how that works out, too.
I want to know how Wales goes.
Yeah.
Cheerio.
Well, I appreciate you having us on here tonight. Bloody hell.
Absolutely. Well, we just wanted to give something back to you. That's all we're trying to do. I promise. It's, you know.
And like they said, the festival's next weekend, June the 7th and 8th at the Cook County A&I Fairgrounds. Address is 112 Fairgrounds Circle, Newport, Tennessee.
Gates open at 3 on Friday
and 11 on Saturday. And we'll
go get to the festival.
Somebody gets sleepy or 11 o'clock, every which one comes first.
Yeah. And, hey, there's only two exits. If you get off at one, go to the next light, hang a left. You go to the other one, hang a right, and it's either on your left or the right. It ain't hard to find.
It'll be on the right if you come off of that first, that one exit. Yep. 432, if you take it and go toward Newport, it's about 3 miles out on the right down in a hole next to the fire department. Yep. If you take 435, you hang a left at that exit or right, every which way you're coming. If you're going coming from North Carolina, you'll hang a right. If you're coming from Knoxville, you'll hang a left. Like he said, go to the Walgreens red light, make another left, and it's about three to four miles on the left.
And I don't think we'll have the traffic jam we had last year. Oh, I hope that not. We've got better people controlling the situation. The traffic flow should go much easier this year.
I didn't have people working at the gate last year. That was the problem. They couldn't get there. They were stuck in the traffic.
Oh.
That's why I was walking the highways taking money. See, I'm learning from her.
That's right. Well, we got it covered. I can't wait till next weekend. So we'll end this thing on a good note. And have a good
time. Get down to Popcorn Jam if you're watching this. Go take your butt to Popcorn Jam and have a good time for me. And Tom, grab me a shirt. I'll send you some money on Cash App for it.
I got you, bro.
Meeting y'all.
All right. See
y'all later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.